this reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.
What a lovely song, eh, Shay? The picnic.
Have you heard of the three wise bears?
No.
The three wise bears and the Goldilocks.
I haven't heard it as the three wise bears and Goldilocks.
Yeah.
But maybe are wise bears.
My mum read me a bedtime story of the three bear, Goldilocks and the three wise bear. And it's like red.
This
red,
one was too
it's,
hot.
It's like the three red. It's like the. It's like the. It's like the red and Riding Hood.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he said, "You're the bad wolf coming to get you."
Yeah.
Yeah.
For teddy bears. Anyway, listen. Listen. You're listening to Breaking Waves on East Side. Yeah. FM 89.9.
FM 89.7 FM.
Who are you?
I'm Shay.
Did I say 89.9?
No, you said 80.9. That's the wrong channel. I thought it was 89.7.
I think you're right.
Yeah, and we're the Shay and Jeff Show.
Yeah, Shay and Jeff Show, a.k.a. Breaking Waves.
I think we should talk about our next event. We should talk about September of next month. We should talk about mental health and awareness about adults and school kids get overwhelmed at school and work.
Good idea. So it's mental health awareness month.
Next month.
So we will definitely do a show on that next month. But today, I reckon we're just gonna kick back, have a bit of a chat, spill the beans,
I'm Jeff,
chew the fat, and do a few what's on.
Jeff, what was your funniest moment at the play when you? When you, I'm not talking about Canberra. I mean the other one. Did you have an embarrassed moment in Woollahra Library when in something, or was it just Canberra?
No.
I've had an embarrassing moment.
I've had embarrassing moments in many libraries, probably, Shay, but I can't remember an embarrassing moment in Woollahra Library. I've done a couple of performances there for the Australian Poetry Slam.
Yeah.
They've had a couple of heats there.
Yeah.
And I've performed as a special guest at those.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, I haven't disgraced or embarrassed myself. I, in fact, sold a few books, which is probably a good indication that, you know, I haven't disgraced or embarrassed myself, but having said that, there could have been people in the audience going, "He's a disgrace and an embarrassment to Woollahra Library. I'm complaining," and I just didn't hear about it.
This funny moment that Albanese just went to the stage and he just fell on the stage and they said, "I am the Prime Minister, I'm going to fell on the stage," and like... it's like, you know, when... The Liberal Party, they put the cost of living, but it's not true because I don't know if the Prime Minister of Albanese made the cost of living up more, because I noticed the prices of gas station. Yeah, like I bought a Grape Fanta and it was like $5.40.
See, that's funny because most people look at petrol stations and they go, "Oh, look, the petrol's $2.17.
Yeah.
But you go, the Grape Fanta.
Yeah.
Is $1.58.
Yeah, $1.58.
I don't know what you pay for it.
Because in Coles it was $3.80. I saw it when I was at Disability Trust. I saw a Grape Fanta. It was $3.80 and it was on special.
Yeah, that's kind of one thing I've never gotten about drinks like that, because Fanta is an orange drink, right?
No, it's a... purple drink.
No, I know.
But hear me out. Mainly it's orange.
Hear me out. Fanta originally, it's an orange drink.
Yes.
But now they make it Fanta grape. So it's not really Fanta, unless Fanta's just the big brand. Like
usually in
Coca-Cola's a big brand. With
usually in Africa, they have a lot of grape Fantas. It's quite common in Africa, but they make a animal creature. It's a buffalo that makes with cans.
They make Fanta out of buffaloes.
Yeah, with the can.
That's gross, man.
With the toy, and they make it. Sorry, you got confused.
I thought you were. They were chewing up buffaloes Fanta.
They were just copying from design them artistic. They're just copying an animal. Okay. Animal.
I'm glad we're clear on that.
They don't kill animals with Fantas and great Fantas. They were just using as a design. They copy on the phone or design or look at it. But I figure, because the first time I bought a great Fanta in Africa with Dad, I gave it to my grandma Gabby, and she liked it. It was in the can.
She liked it.
And then she couldn't remember, and she had dementia, and she got it at 89.
Turning into an ad for Grape Fanta.
Yeah.
By the way, if you guys want to sponsor us, Grape Fanta,
get in
touch with Shay and Jeff at Breaking Waves.
And we could interview the next people show. We could interview Ed Sheeran, the singer.
We could.
Yeah. Jeff, do you have a poet today?
I don't have a poem planned for today, but we're going to do a few What's Ons.
Yeah.
Just a few events around Sydney, because we just like to do that.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you like Lego, Shay?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What?
I did play when I was a little child.
But not as an adult?
No.
Because Lego can be an adult thing too, can't it?
Yeah, too, but I don't feel like Lego now.
I've seen a Lego Colosseum. You know the Colosseum?
I've been to a Lego theme park at England, UK, Lego Windsor. I went with Megan, my godmother.
Did they have a Lego Queen?
With my mum, and we went there.
Did they have a Lego St. George and the Dragon?
The Queen, no. I didn't see the Queen. I just saw car racing Legos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look, anyway, there's a... Can you tell us about the first What's On, Shay?
What's On?
Yeah, because it's to do with, believe it or not, Lego.
Lego. Lego show at the Australian Museum.
Yes, indeed. Lego show at the Australian Museum. The show's called Relics, A New World Rises, and it sounds a bit of fun. It's a series of vintage objects like old cars and video consoles and screens mixed with Lego figures and Lego worlds, all created by the winners of the Lego Masters TV competition. Lego Masters. Have you heard of this show? It's a reality TV show.
Oh, Lego Masters. It's a TV show by Machine and Andy on Channel 9 and Channel 7.
Oh, Hamish and Andy.
Hamish and Andy, they're people on the television, but they're radio stars as well.
Yeah, right. But
they work on Nova Radio.
Okay, but we're not going to advertise that.
No. Nova's 96.9, but
but Eastside is 89.7.
No, I mean the station. It's not Nova 96.9.
What
are we doing now?
We're doing Lego.
Lego.
Let me finish.
Okay.
Okay, so there's a Lego reality show, you said, with Samish and Dandy, or Hamish and Sandy, Danish and Candy.
No, his name is Hashim and Andy.
Hashim and
Amy,
Randy.
Hashim and Bandy. He's Mission Andy.
Okay, they do a reality Lego show.
And both of them are from Australia and New Zealand.
But we're not going to plug them.
Australia, New Zealand.
Good.
Yes.
They do a show. Some of the winners of that show are behind the designs in this Australian museum Lego exhibition. It says, the blurb says, for the Australian, the Lego show at the Australian Museum, says, exhibition highlights include 14 immersive displays created by Lego Masters winners. Layered storytelling will reward all ages. An interactive build area, a custom scavenger hunt, audio guide, and heaps, heaps more. It doesn't actually say heaps, heaps more, but I just figure there's going to be a lot more, isn't there? Yeah. It says, this is not your typical exhibition. What is a typical exhibition, do you reckon? I don't know. What do you have at a typical exhibition? Is it just...
I don't know. Something Prod's thought?
Yeah, maybe. Okay, thank you. Yeah, so but this is not a typical exhibition. Relics, A New World Rises is an immersive art experience that's equal parts nostalgic and thought-provoking. What co-creator Jackson Harvey describes as the love child of an antique shop, the Lego Movie, and Blade Runner. He doesn't actually talk like that, but the details. Please, Shay.
What's on at Lego Windsor, Lego Exhibition, Australian Museum, now till the 27th of January 2026? Adults, $30. Adults, $19. Children, 0293206000. Three zeros.
Beautifully read, Shay.
And Australian Museum, 27 day is almost Australia Day.
It's the day after Australia Day.
Yeah.
That's an exhibition at the Australian Museum, Relics, A New World Rises. Okay. Lots of Lego Wishes fun. Lego Wishes.
Yeah.
Do you want to come and see it with me, Shane?
Yeah, I'd love to come. Let's go. Yeah.
Like, I've never been a mad Lego fan.
Man, really.
Anyway, yeah. Did you see the Lego Movie, Shay?
Yeah, I have.
I think I did, years ago.
Yeah, dude, Lego Movie, it was a man build about the boss.
Well, let's have a little tune from the Lego
impossible.
Movie. Everything is awesome.
Impossible.
Buster moves there, Shay. He's getting up with his chin. He's dancing like Bob Dylan out of the way. Yeah. Everything is awesome. It's a short tune. We haven't got time for a toilet break in that.
It's like an awesome part of the team.
Awesome.
What do you feel like when you go to the Domino Pizza Carlton and you go there on Sunday and you get charged charge 10% surcharge.
You get a surcharge.
Yeah, I put my post card, my credit card with my mom, or my own card, and pay 10% surcharge.
A big boo to Domino's Pizza Carlton. Yeah, I'm not going there again.
Yeah, no.
I've never been there, but I'm not going there again.
No.
You think every Domino's charges 10%?
Sunday
surcharge, or is it just a sneaky Carlton brand?
They've started doing 10% surcharge after 10 p.m.
Oh, really?
As well. So Sunday after 10, 20%.
Yeah, you'd think, I don't know, is that when they figure people are really desperate, they're drunk on a Sunday night, they go, I'm just going to go get pizza, I don't care what I pay. And so they'll pay 10%. That's quite exorbitant, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
It's like...
Big boo.
What do you feel like Pauline Hanson puts this surcharge with the Bunnings warehouse and, oh, you put 20 cents off and you put $2.50 surcharge.
I don't like it.
I have to give you cash.
And then we said we don't accept cash.
The Bunnings man said we don't accept cash. No. $2.50.
Foreign tools are swapping our country.
Swap country. I know.
Sorry, I'm being silly.
What do you feel like? Do you feel?
Hang on,
is
this Pauline?
Do you think we'll ever stop using surcharge if in the future? I don't know what the future will.
I don't like it.
Paul Hanson, don't like this. One nation. One nation.
Nicely pulled up here.
Yeah.
Nice.
Please explain.
Shay, look, we were talking about Domino's, and which brings me to, I wanted to ask you, like, before you became a major radio star, when you teamed up with me and your fortunes went sky high, before you became really big, did you ever have any other kind of casual jobs or full-time jobs or work experience, like Domino's?
Maybe I worked at Pizza Hut, I worked at Camden, I worked at, when I was about 17.
What'd you do at Pizza Hut?
I made pizzas.
You made the whole pizza yourself? Or
yeah,
you...
I did myself without nowhere any worker or carer to help me.
So there was, you didn't just put the pepperoni on.
I made the whole thing. I instructed how to do the pizza, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
But I worked at Crystal Car Wash maybe for 9 years.
That's not a Carlton, is it?
No, it's at Mum's house when I used to do.
Crystal Car Wash. You worked there for 9 years?
9 years, since 2006 to 2015.
So there are lots of expensive cars around Ballarat. Yeah, so you're doing like BMWs and Mercedes and Land Rovers and all those things?
Yeah, with all the cars and washing and nice cars. It's like that movie of the car wash movie, the car wash ad. Yeah. I'm in the car wash.
Yeah, that was a song, isn't it?
Song. There was a car wash. So can you see if there's the car wash song?
Did you ever go through the glove boxes looking for jewelry and
money? Oh, I found $5 in the garden. In the garden.
Oh, in the garden. That's all right.
In the car wash shop.
I was only kidding about stealing money from cars. Hey, listen, we should move on to our second what's on item.
The photo exhibition at Darling Harbour.
Yes, this is a photographic exhibition. It's called the Wildlife Photographer of the Year at the National Maritime Museum, Darling Harbour. And Shay, you and me, or me and you, or you and I, or I and me and you and we, whatever the correct English is, we've been to this for the last 3 years in a row. And it really is a fantastic, they're brilliant photographs of nature and seascapes and landscapes, and some of them are environmentally tragic. I'll just read what they say, pretty much. So you get it, the listeners, our beautiful listeners, get an indication of what it's about. And as I say, I've been to this 3 years on the trot. You've been, Shay, and they're superb photographs. The blurb says, returning for its 60th year direct from the Natural History Museum in London, this extraordinary showcase invites you to witness the awe-inspiring diversity of life on Earth and the urgent need for its protection. This year's competition attracted an astounding 60,000 entries from 117 countries, celebrating the very best in nature photography, from mesmerizing animal behavior to breathtaking landscapes and powerful photojournalism. Each image is a testament to the artistry, patience, and dedication of photographers, photographers from around the world. Featuring 100 stunning images across multiple categories, including animals in their environment, underwater, and photojournalism, this exhibition will take you on a journey through the Earth's most extraordinary moments. The details, please, Shay.
What's Wildlife Photograph of the Year, Darling Harbour, at Maritime Museum every day from 10 a.m. until October the 19th? Costs adults $35, children $25. Phone number 02928377737.
Excellent, Shay. And that's a big thumbs up from Breaking Waves. We can highly recommend this show. And we're not getting paid. We're not getting sponsored. But it's very good.
It's very funny that Darling Harbour, like, you know, they have all these animal creatures in sports event stadiums like America and Canada. They have the symbol of animals and creatures and sea creatures.
Let's have a song and birds about animals and birds.
Yeah,
by the Beatles.
Yeah, Beatles.
Another animal.
Yeah,
creature.
Yeah,
insect.
Yeah.
I'm sitting singing songs for everyone. Sit beside a mountain stream, see the waters rise. Listen to the pretty sound of music as she flies.
think I can sing as well as Paul McCartney, Shane?
Paul McCartney.
Oh, I'm naked without the music. It's beautiful. That's the Beatles. Mother Nature's song.
What do you feel?
From the White Album.
I don't know. What's the recent singer? Do we have any singers that died this year?
Well, singers are always dying, but yeah, a lot of them are kind of old.
Maybe the youngest singer who died was Michael Jackson. He died too long. 2009, he died 50 years old, 50.
Yeah.
He was quite a legend, like Elvis Presley.
He died young too.
Elvis Presley and Michael Jackson died too young.
Prince died young too.
Prince young.
And Buddy Holly died young. And he had a plane crash.
Maybe Kiss. They're still alive.
No plane crash for Kiss.
Kiss. Yeah.
I mean, I don't wish a plane crash upon Kiss. I mean, no, God, we should play some Kiss. At some stage.
Maybe we should play Kiss. Yeah.
Not now.
Not now.
Shay, do you like nature? I think you do like nature.
I do. I just don't like nature in rain. Like, it makes me anxious about one month of rain.
Like floods.
You get sick of it, but 1 month of rain? What do you do? The weather pattern's changing, like climate change.
I know.
1 month of rain, you get sick of it.
I can't help but take the weather personally.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's a personal affront to me. Yeah. It's like, what are you raining on me for?
Remember, I get angry with the weather. Remember the...
It's not rational.
Did you hear about the song that's called Rainy Man? Hallelujah, Raining Man.
Oh, it's Raining Man.
Man, have you ever
heard Weather Girls?
The Weather Girls.
It's a good song, yeah.
Yeah, have you?
Anyway.
I my cousin Nancy, who had so many viewers on YouTube from Canada, have 13 million viewers of herself posting videos, 13 million.
What does she do on her videos?
Yeah, who posted things around places with things in Canada.
So they're just like scenic holiday snaps. And she's got 13 million viewers.
Yeah, 13. I talk to her on the phone. I speak to her. She's a very famous lady. I haven't interviewed her on the radio. But
yeah, we'll get this, Shane.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
I've got about 987 followers.
900?
Yeah.
I got 7,000.
Oh, bull
I got a mistake. I got 8,000 followers on Instagram.
Stop it.
And I got 4 Instagram accounts.
You've got 4 Instagram accounts.
Yeah.
That sounds very shady.
Yeah,
a bit dodgy.
I know.
Are you running cryptocurrency?
Cryptocurrency.
I don't know what you do with 4 Instagram accounts.
No.
You're probably up to no good.
Yeah. And I got 30,000 viewers on YouTube. 30,000.
Right, stop.
What? Oh, no, I'm driving you mad. Okay. I want to ask you, Jeff, I'm more famous than you. I think I'm famous than Jerry Sant.
We're not going to have another famous competition, Shane.
No.
Because you know it ends in tears.
Tears, oh, no.
You know, Jeff is more famous than you. Look, I didn't want to say that. You made me.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Let's calm down.
Turn that page. Now, listen.
Let's not argue.
You are listening. Calm down.
Calm
Blue Ocean.
Okay,
you're listening to Breaking Waves.
We're just being nice beach. We just imagine we're in Bondi Beach. We're in a famous beach. We're in La Perouse and we're in the French area.
Quiet beach.
We're just in a quiet in La Perouse.
Calm Blue Ocean. You're listening to Eastside
Radio FM
89.7 FM. You're listening to
the Shay and Jeff Show.
Breaking Waves.
And it's the 40th anniversary. Eastside Radio's on their 40. How many years
That's
is
That's funny. You say 40th anniversary because our last item today is also a 40th anniversary. That's kind of spooky.
Oh.
But this is about an event called Erskineville's Road Wars. 40th anniversary celebration, like, you know, Eastside's 40th. 40th anniversary celebration. It says, a night of film and talk at the ERCO, Erskineville Town Hall. The blurb says, and this is interesting to me, 40 years ago, Erskineville residents rose up to defend their narrow streets from an automotive invasion and won. From the early 70s, inner city residents had been suffering from excessive through traffic. In the decade up to 1984, 41 pedestrians were injured or killed in Erskineville. That's quite a few people, Jay. After traffic studies and consultation, a number of Erskineville streets were closed in 1984. That's the year I moved to Sydney. Then suddenly on Christmas Eve 1985, road barriers in 11 streets in Erskineville, Alexandria, Newtown and Redfern were ordered to be removed by the New South Wales government. Within a few hours, residents set up their own blockades and started planning further action. A six-day war began where police and council workers repeatedly removed road barriers and residents re-erected them. A presentation of rare footage will be shown and we will hear from some of those involved. Yes, Erskineville's Road Wars 40th Anniversary Celebration. This night's coming up in a few weeks, Shay. So I think I'll definitely go. It's just up the road for me. So it's one for the diary, particularly if you're probably an Erko local.
It's Eastside Radio. It's 89.7 FM. It's the Shane Jeff Show. I think we should talk.
Also known as Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves, and his name is Tug Dog the Poet. Do we have a poet today? Or
we don't have a poem to go out with today, Shay. No. But what we do have, we started with a song, Teddy Bear's Picnic.
Picnic.
Which had really nothing to do with the show.
Yeah.
And I think we should end with a song which has nothing to do with the show.
I think we should talk next week. We should talk about music. Unless we should talk about Mum's Friend, the music.
Look, Shay, I was going to play, I thought we could play Victoria by the Kinks.
Yeah.
But listen, you've given me another idea, and I'm going to throw this at Hugh. You were talking about the Weather Girls before.
Yeah.
We were talking about songs about rain.
Yeah.
And I reckon since we're not trying to maintain any relevancy in the material we play or relationship necessarily, actually, well, this would have a relationship. Let's go out with It's Raining Men by the Weather Girls.
Okay. You want it? Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, too. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Shay. You've been listening to... Well, you know what you've been listening to, don't you?
89.7 FM. It's the Shane Show. It's our 205 episode.
I'm getting excited.
Yeah.
Starting to get a bit moist in here.
Okay.
Raining.
Raymond, and it's the weather ladies and the weather men.
Weather
girls.
And leave those umbrellas at home. All right.
It's rising.
Rising.
I'm just getting old.
How low, girl?
According to all sources.
What sources now?
The street's the place to go.
We better
go.
Hurry up.
It's raining men.